Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Hoff the Cuff, episode number 8. We got a great episode for you guys today. Very excited to be back in the studio. Once again, no other guests. I should be having some guests coming in very, very soon. I know you guys are probably just getting tired of me talking about sports, but hey, we'll hopefully get Colin or Christian very on here early to join the show here in the coming episodes. But once again, just me today. We do have a jam-packed episode. Got a little bit of a rant. It's probably going to be about the Chicago Bears because, you know, it's shocking to me how there's so many quarterbacks in this draft and they just choose to not trade up for one. Justin Fields is, from what I'm looking at and all the rumors that have come out, he's going to plummet. He's going to fall to probably New England. I hope not. I hope he falls to Denver at worst case scenario, but I mean, we'll see what happens. But yeah, most likely I'm going to be ranting about the Chicago Bears today, but we start off today with the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning has been working with Drew Locke this offseason. So if he's on board with Drew, I've been on board with Drew too. That's Broncos guard Dalton Reisner on Drew Locke's development. Oh boy. Okay. So the Denver Broncos right now have the 9th pick in the draft. If all from what I'm reading is true, there's going to be 3 quarterbacks in a row. Trevor Lawrence to Jacksonville, Zach Wilson to New York, and Mac Jones to San Fran. I don't think Atlanta's taking a quarterback. Matt Ryan, I'm going to read you guys off a statistic real quick. Most completions since 2012 to now goes to Matt Ryan every single year. 2012, Matt Ryan. 2013, Matt Ryan. From 2012 to 2020, he's had the most completions. I guess he didn't have it for 2021. They don't need a new quarterback. Not right now. If you're keeping Matt Ryan on that roster, there's no need for another quarterback. Cincinnati, you have Joe Burrow. Miami, you just got Tua Tagovailoa, and no one's going to want to touch Deshaun Watson right now. Detroit could be a reasonable option right there for Detroit to take Justin Fields, but I don't see him doing that. At this point, maybe you wait till next year because I think they could have a possibility of getting the number one pick. I think Jared Goff is going to play at a high level because Jared Goff is not a bad quarterback. He's been putting up pretty good numbers in L.A., but they're getting a better quarterback in Matthew Stafford because Stafford is just better than Goff. Carolina, you just traded for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has not gotten a fair opportunity. I've said it on this show plenty of times. It's time for him to get his opportunity, and you have Teddy Bridgewater as a backup or starter, whichever one gets the starting job. There's no need to draft a quarterback. That then leads you to Denver. Denver needs to take Justin Fields. If you have the chance to take Justin Fields with the 9th pick, you take Justin Fields. We don't tolerate Justin Fields slander on this show. No, I'm not going to take it. No more Justin Fields slander. It is not Justin Fields' fault that Ohio State lost. Justin Fields is the 2nd best quarterback in this draft. No, but Isaiah, it's Zach Wilson. No, it is Justin Fields. Let me kick my Stephen A. in a little bit. It is blasphemous that Zach Wilson's going number 2 overall. It should be Justin Fields. It's even worse that Mac Jones is going 3rd overall to the Niners. Mac Jones did not have that good of a pro day. Justin Fields is having his 2nd pro day today. He's doing a 2nd pro day to show scouts I am legit. I should be the 2nd overall pick. I should be the 3rd overall pick. I should not be behind Mac Jones. I shouldn't be behind Trey Lance. Trey Lance should not be drafted ahead of Justin Fields. Justin Fields shouldn't even fall out of the top 10. Detroit, Carolina, even though I just said they shouldn't, they may, we never know. He shouldn't slip out of the top 10. He shouldn't. There should be no way he even gets to Philadelphia at 12. If he falls to 15, the league better hope and pray. If he gets to New England, the league better hope and pray that it doesn't turn out okay. Because if Belichick gets his hands on Justin Fields, Is everyone in the AFC in trouble in the next 3 years? Just ridiculous. If I'm Chicago or if I'm Washington, I'm trading up to get him. I am trading up to get Justin Fields. If Justin Fields is going to fall this low, I'm going to call up Detroit and I'm going to try and get that number 7 overall pick. Or if I'm really nervous that Atlanta is going to take Justin Fields, I'm calling up Atlanta if I'm the Chicago Bears and I'm saying, "Hey, what do you want for that number 4 overall pick?" Because it's clear you're not going to get Russell Wilson. No one wants Deshaun Watson right now. Someone needs to make a move for Justin Fields if no one else is. And that team needs to be Chicago or Washington. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Maybe even New Orleans. I don't see how you can get from 28 to the 4th pick or where. I don't see you getting from the 28th pick to the top 10. But hey, if you can make something work, make it work. But it looks like the Saints are going to take Kyle Trask with that 28th overall pick, if he can even fall there. I think most of the quarterbacks, besides Sam Ellinger and the quarterback from Mississippi State, I think almost every quarterback is going to go in the first round. How many quarterbacks are even in this draft? I don't know. It's just ridiculous that Justin Fields is going to fall this low. Yet, Zach Wilson is going 2nd overall. No offense to Zach Wilson, he's a great quarterback, but had a great pro day, but Justin Fields had a good pro day as well. Mac Jones had a horrible pro day. Belichick was shaking his head. If Bill Belichick is shaking his head, are you really the guy? Are you really 3rd overall pick worthy? I don't know. But when you're the Broncos, let's focus on Drew Lock. Focus on Drew Lock. Didn't a report come out throughout the season that Drew Lock, they had to dumb down the playbook for him? Or simple the playbook for him? I want my quarterback knowing the playbook. If I can read this playbook, or if Tommy from Walmart that I just signed off the waiver wire can read my playbook, my franchise quarterback better be able to read the playbook. Hopefully Peyton Manning can help him. If you're really focused on Drew Lock, Peyton Manning, he's got some work to do. Let's move over to the Giants. The Giants are reportedly enamored with DeVonta Smith. Please, please take DeVonta Smith, New York. Let's check where New York is. New York's got the 11th pick in the draft. Pretty reasonable he could fall there. You've got Kyle Pitts. You've got Jamar Chase. You got Jalen Waddle. You got Rondale Moore. Receiver from Minnesota, can't think of his name off the top of my head. There's plenty of receivers in this draft. If you ask me, I think the Bengals should take Kyle Pitts, or I think Atlanta should take Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts and Jamar Chase should be the 2 first receivers off the board. Kyle Pitts, I know he's a tight end, but he should be the first skill player off the board. No questions asked. Kyle Pitts should be taken. Whoever wants a receiver or receiving target, take Kyle Pitts. Or Jamar Chase. They're pretty much the same. Take one of them. So, yeah, I could totally see the Giants getting DeVonta Smith and do it. You could tear up the NFC East this year. The NFC East is still no competition. I said it a few episodes ago, I'm a Cowboys fan. The Cowboys aren't even going to win the division this year because the Cowboys totally blew off free agency. Build a secondary? Oh, I don't think so. Let's just build our offense. You already have an offense. What are you doing? Sign a secondary. Get some defense. So, we can actually be competitive and not be like the Chicago Bears and get called overrated every single year and go 8-8 every single year. Now, this year, we're going to go 8-9 because it's a 17-week season. 17-game season. You know what's even worse? If Kyle Pitts gets to pick number 10, there is rumors that Jerry Jones is going to take Kyle Pitts. I was fine that we took CeeDee Lamb last year. That was the best possible move. They went with the best player available on the board. That's fine. You do not do that this year. I don't care if Kyle Pitts falls to you at number 10. I don't care if Trevor Lawrence falls to you at number 10. You do not take the best player available on the board. You take what you need. In this instant, when you're the Dallas Cowboys, you take what you need. For some teams, yeah, you take what's best available. If I'm, I don't know, what's a good team to use in this situation? If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, who could potentially be a contender in the NFC North, and Kyle Pitts falls to me at 14, you bet I'm going to take him, no matter what my need is. My need could be, I don't know, a corner, a good corner. Nah, if Kyle Pitts is there, I'm going to take him. Then that's what the Cowboys need, a corner or someone to go in the secondary. They don't need Kyle Pitts. It would be the most lethal offense in the league, but what is an offense without a defense? Especially in the NFL. So if you ask me right now, I think the Giants are the favorites to win the NFC East, especially if they take Devontae Smith. You'll have Kenny Golladay and Devontae Smith and Kyle Rudolph. If Daniel Jones can play at a high level, maybe make his first Pro Bowl, it's going to be a scary year for NFC East fans. Let's go ahead and move over to another Minnesota team. We were just talking about the Vikings. Let's move over to the Timberwolves. Timberwolves guard Anthony Edwards, when asked about his new owner being Alex Rodriguez. If you didn't know, Alex Rodriguez, former MLB player, really good MLB player. I'm not going to speak much because I don't know much about baseball, but he recently purchased the Timberwolves. Here's what Anthony Edwards had to say. I don't know who that is. I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know anything about baseball. I don't blame the kid because I don't know anything about baseball either. So, hey, what does that have to do? You know, I'm just a player. Now, there is rumors about Minnesota, the Timberwolves, you know, Rodriguez may want to relocate the team, and I don't think that's going to happen. The NBA wants to expand. I don't think they want to move a team right now. I would love to see it. I hope they expand. I think the first two cities would be Las Vegas and Seattle, then a team in New Jersey, and maybe Virginia Beach. There's a lot of cities they can go to. Put a team in Wyoming. Put a team in Wyoming. Call them the Wyoming Cattle Rams. Yep. I just said that. I actually made that team on 2K14. The Wyoming Cattle Rams in 2K14. You know who their star player was? Monte Ellis. That's right. Monte Ellis. 2K14, the star player of the Wyoming Cattle Rams. How crazy would that be? All right. We're going back to football now. Try and keep up. Jaguars fans found Trevor Lawrence's wedding registry. I think I said that right. Hopefully I said that right. They found it online and raised money to buy him gifts. They raised over $3,000. They bought him a $300 touchpad toaster. Like, I don't know. They bought him that. And they bought him a high-end vacuum. They planned to donate the rest of the money to charity. So, Jaguars fans already sending their savior some gifts before he becomes the number one overall pick. Back to basketball now. The 76ers used to hide Allen Iverson's jersey to prevent him from playing injured. That is a funny story. Here's former 76ers GM Billy King. One time in New York, he found his jersey but didn't have any shoes. He pointed at an attendant, "What size are you? Just give me those shoes," because he wanted to play so bad. That just shows you the heart and determination of Allen Iverson. Staying on the topic of, you know, players that play in Philadelphia, we're going to move over to the NBA and go ahead and check out the NBA Eastern and Western Conference standings. We start, though, with the abysmal Eastern Conference. 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets are tied at 37-17. I think Philadelphia right now, I really want Philly to come out of the East. Don't get me wrong, I love Philadelphia. I've been rooting for Philadelphia almost every single year since they've gotten good. But they seem to doubt me every single year. Nets are second, like I just, well, tied for first at 37-17. If you ask me, Brooklyn is not the favorites. You literally had Kyrie and Harden, and you still couldn't beat the Lakers, who had no LeBron, no AD, no Kuzma. Literally five players were out of the rotation, and you still lost to the Lakers. You're not the favorites anymore. Sitting at third, we have the 33-20 Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are the most overrated team in the Eastern Conference. I will say that right now. Maybe Philadelphia has a chance to keep that throne, but I think it's going to go to Milwaukee this year. I think, once again, they're going to not exceed their expectations or live up to their expectations. I think they'll lose in the semifinals to whoever, especially if Brooklyn's that second seed. In fourth, we have the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks could definitely not meet their expectations. Without a doubt, probably won't. I think they could either get bounced in the first round or lose in the semifinals. The Celtics sit at fifth. Okay. Celtics haven't been, they've been meh. They haven't been nothing great. They haven't been nothing special. The Celtics stay at the fifth seed and have to play the Hawks in the playoffs. The Hawks are going to win. The Hawks will win in six games. The Heat stand at sixth. I don't know. This team is going to shock most. I think this team, like they do every year, they're going to probably shock a lot of people. They could definitely beat Milwaukee because Milwaukee, like I said, I think Milwaukee's overrated. Charlotte at number seven. I really like the Charlotte team. Shout out to their announcer. I aspire to be him now. I aspire to be the Charlotte Hornets announcer. He is great. Love it. Love the highlight reel that SportsCenter. Was it Sports? I think SportsCenter put out some of his best calls. Dude, when Terry Rozier shot those free throws, that was great. That was great. Without LaMelo, I think they're going to struggle. They'll probably lose in four games to who's second right now? They'll lose in four games to Brooklyn. Kyrie chooses to play. Number eight, we have the New York Knicks. I love this Knicks team. I'm proud of Julius Randle. They could probably give Philadelphia a six-game series. Number nine, we have the Indiana Pacers. I don't really need to go in on the Indiana Pacers. I've already done that. I don't think Bjorkstrand's the answer. I think Miles Turner's the defensive player of the year. If this team doesn't get it together, they'll probably get swept by Philadelphia. My stepdad's not going to like that one. I said they may. Most likely, though, I think they can give them a run for their money. Six, maybe seven-game series if Indiana can get their stuff together. The Bulls at 10. This team has not really done great since they've gotten Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic, and I don't expect that to change. They're still kind of in there to get it, but they are six wins away from even getting to that eighth seed. And then if round out the East, you have the Raptors at 11, the Wizards at 12, the Cavs at 13, the Magic at 14, and the Pistons 15. Cade Cunningham looks like he's going to be a member of the Detroit Pistons. Fade for Cade, ladies and gentlemen. Fade for Cade. Let's look at the West. At first, you have the Utah Jazz, led by Donovan Spida Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Not surprising one bit, this Jazz team has been on fire. I'm proud of the Utah Jazz. And who do we have at number two? Xavier, I hope you're listening. We have the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. I'm so proud of this Phoenix Suns team. I was saying it. Chris Paul is going to elevate this Suns team to another level. They're going to be a top three seed in the East, in the West. Excuse me, if you didn't, I posted it on my story. On my Instagram, go follow the Instagram. Same thing as my Twitter, at Zaiah04. That's Z-A-I-A-H underscore 04. I said they were going to be a top three seed in the West. No one believed me. People were saying, oh, you have the Mavericks, you have the Lakers, you have the Clippers. Well, they've been in the top three for pretty much predominantly the whole season. So I am happy to say that I am right. If there's no injuries, this team could get to the Western Conference Finals. They could beat the Lakers. They could beat the Clippers. They could beat any team in the West. If they stay healthy. Bet me on that. I think the Jazz can too. At number three, we have the Clippers. I'm not saying this because I'm a Lakers fan. I'm saying this because I'm a normal human being. I'm a normal NBA fan. The Clippers are overrated. Kawhi's gone at the end of the year. Fourth, we have the Nuggets. Their season's pretty much over with. As much as I love Nikola Jokic, he needs Jamal Murray. They can't do nothing without Jamal Murray. Jokic is going to get them some wins, but it's pretty much said and done. They're not going to be much of a contender for this year. Hopefully Murray comes back the same. Fifth, we have the Lakers. They've kind of fallen from grace just because of the injuries. They'll be back stronger than ever. LeBron's getting time to heal and come back stronger. Oh, brother, the NBA's in trouble. Especially if, oh, gosh, yeah, the NBA's in trouble. No. Hey, what do you mean LeBron James is such a wuss? Doesn't matter. He's still LeBron James. He's 36 years old, still putting up the same stat line from when he was is only his second year in the league. You may think LeBron's a wuss, a crybaby, he flops. That's fine. He's still going to get to the finals. He's still going to get to the Western Conference Finals regardless. Oh, well, just got to deal with it. 2021, so no one can still beat LeBron. Six, we have the Trailblazers. Not a surprise. I actually maybe a little bit of a surprise. They're used to, you know, loving to, they like being a seventh or eighth seed. So glad to see them there. Next, you have the Dallas Mavericks. Thank you for at least being in the playoffs. This team should be a top five seed in the West right now. Ridiculous. This team has under exceeded expectations this year. Get Kawhi Leonard. Get Kawhi Leonard in free agency. Do what you need to do. Trade Porzingis and get Kawhi Leonard this offseason. Number eight, we have the Grizzlies. I'm not honestly surprised here. Ja Morant playing at a crazy level. Seems crazy good. They get a little older, get a little more playoffs. Get a few more playoff games under their belt. They should be good. The Spurs, this would be a wasted playoff spot. If the Spurs are 9, they're not in. But if they do, it's a wasted spot. The Warriors, if they get in, they'll probably give. They could give the Jazz a fight. They could give the Suns a fight. They could give the Clippers a fight. They're not going to give the Lakers a fight. I'm not saying that because I'm a Lakers fan. I'm saying that just because Lakers are the best team in the league. Don't tell me Brooklyn's the best team in the league, because LA beat them with now LeBron and AD. So Nets are irrelevant to be called the best team in the league. Pelicans at 11. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this Pelicans team. They should be at least 6. They should be at least maybe 5th. You have Zion, Lonzo, and Ingram. Isn't Zion putting up like 31 a game? Isn't Brandon Ingram putting up like 27 a game in your 11th? Jeez. 12th, you have the Kings. Get De'Aaron Fox out of Sacramento. 13th, you have Oklahoma City. They have first-round picks playing in their starting five. I don't know how that's possible because picks can't be players until they're drafted. So, you know, Bronny James. Maybe in a Oklahoma City Thunder jersey when it's all said and done. For as many first-round draft picks as they have. Jonathan Kuminga. Who else is there? Mikey Williams. You know, these guys are probably going to be Thunder players because they have about everybody's first-round draft pick for the next decade. The Rockets at 14. They thought they were going to do something with Vic. I find it hilarious that the Rockets could have had Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, and they said, nope. We'll take Victor Oladipo, who hasn't performed well since 2018 or 2019. And then they trade him to the Heat for literally a guy from Target and Kelly Olynyk. Not a guy from Target. Who was that? I don't remember his name. I know it was Olynyk and somebody else in a pick, right? I think that's what it was. And at 15th, you have the Timberwolves. They are just, golly, they're overrated. Good Lord. I don't know what's the problem. Like, you have Edwards, you have Towns, you have Russell. This team should be 5th. This team should be contending for the playoffs right now. Not sitting at 15th behind Houston and the Thunder. Who do the Thunder even have on their roster besides Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Al Horford? And you're behind them. You're behind a Rockets team that is in the same spot. They have nobody besides John Wall. John Wall hasn't been relevant since you did the John Wall back in 2010. There's a lot of teams in the West that you're just kind of like, what happened? I realize the West is stacked, but like, you're letting the Spurs ahead of you. The Spurs haven't been relevant since 2014 or since they had Kawhi. I don't know. The NBA sure gonna be exciting. Hey, this has been a good episode. This has been a really good episode. I saw Pat McAfee. He was punting some balls. People are like, oh, is McAfee planning for a return? I don't think so. McAfee loves doing his show. I love watching his show. I don't think there's really any reason for him to come back or return to the NFL right now. And I'm only saying that because I want his show to stay. So, McAfee, if you listen to this podcast, don't go back. Please, don't go back. You got your Pro Bowl. You got your money. You're good. You're good. Just keep doing the show. Because, you know, that show stinks. No, I'm joking. If you don't watch, you don't know the joke. You don't know the joke. Y'all hear that bird? Did y'all hear that? I know y'all heard that. What a great episode, though. Episode 8 of Hop the Cuff is going to conclude right there. I hope you guys did enjoy this episode. We just kind of went through some of the news and headlines. Nothing really special for today's episode. NFL Draft, April 29th. You're going to get that mock draft. You're going to get that mock draft probably a week before or maybe the day before the NFL Draft, I'd assume. It's going to be maybe the day before, maybe the week before. I don't know yet. Funny enough, the draft is on the same day as my driver's test to get my permit, so wish me luck on that. We'll see how that goes. Let's finally outro the show. Thank you for watching Hop the Cuff. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Go listen back to episode 7. Go listen back to episode 6. Oh, Isaiah, you forgot something. What did I forget? You forgot the Sam Darnold trade. I'm going to be honest, there's no reason to mention the Sam Darnold trade. It was a decent trade. It was okay. I mean, if you want the basis of that Sam Darnold trade, it's Carolina wants to believe in Sam Darnold and the Jets are going to take Zach Wilson. That's really all you need to know about that. Now, for the third time's a charm, let's outro the show. Thank you for watching Hop the Cuff Episode 8. I will see you for Hop the Cuff Episode 9 or maybe a special edition episode. I have no idea what that next episode would be, so you're just going to have to tune in and find out. Thank you for listening to Hop the Cuff Episode 8, and I will see you very, very, very soon.